Good morning, everybody. The Gemara points out that when you put on the tefillin, you're supposed to put on the shaliyat first and then the shalrosh. The Gemara says you have to be careful. When you put your hand into your tefillin tzekel, you take out the shaliyat first. If you take out the shalrosh, you're not supposed to put the shalrosh on first. You have to put it back and then take out the shaliyat. So if by mistake you take out the shalrosh first, you will have to violate the din of Eim Avir and Ava Mitzvahs. So the Gemara says you should be careful always to have your tefillin placed in the tefillin tzekel in such a way that you'll know which one is the shaliyat. In the days of the Gemara, they had the tefillin tzekel like some of the people have here. They can only take out one at a time. So they would put the shalrosh in deeper. The shaliyat would be the only one that you can take out afterwards. If a person, in Shulchan Aruch it says that those who wear talis and tefillin are supposed to put on first the talis and then the tefillin. However, what if the person left his tefillin in the Beis Medrash and the talis is bringing from home? Even though the talis is in the talis zekel, he has to open up the zipper before he'll be able to put the talis on his shoulders. Still, since he's walking with the talis in his hand, then we apply the principle of Eim Avir and Ava Mitzvahs. He should put the talis on first and then put on the tefillin later. But with respect to Shaliyat and Shorosh, we would not say Eim Avir and Ava Mitzvahs. Since you took out by mistake the shalosh first, put on the shalosh first. We don't say it like that, because this is not enough of the pasuk. Kshat malos on yedecha first, then v'hoyel et ha-toros b'ninecha second. Shulchan Aruch says, based on the Gemara, that when you say the bracha on the shalyad, you're not allowed to be mapsik, you're not allowed to talk, you're not allowed to do any other activities before you put on the shalosh, because you want the bracha on the achfilin to relate to shalosh as well. So in the Shulchan Aruch proper, it says, Rav Yosef Karo writes in the Shulchan Aruch, quoting the Rishonim, when you put on the shalyad, should only put on the first part by the upper arm, not put on all the ritzuot, not put on all the krichas over here. It's not really necessary. You can fulfill the mitzvah, the Shulchan Aruch holds, you can fulfill the mitzvah of shalyad, but you only put on the shalyad over here, and putting on the krichas on your arm will constitute a hefsek, an unnecessary activity between the shalyad and the shalrosh. The minig is not so. The minig is that we put Rav Magen Avraham quotes from the Mekubalim, from Moshe Kudavero, that the minig is that when you put on the rest of the krichas on the arm, this is a hemshach of the mitzvah. It doesn't really constitute an outside activity. It's not considered a hefsek. It's a continuation of the mitzvah putting on the shalyah. So if you continue the mitzvah, why don't you put on the krichas on your finger as well? So we give a whole Kabbalistic explanation. So that's the common practice. Most people put on the shayad till the end of the arm, then they put on the shalosh, and they put on the krichas on the fingers. One of the great gedolim, Rav Yankala Karlina, who was a talmid of Rav Chaim Volozhin, wrote Shuvas Mishkan as Yankiv. So the Mishnah Brura quotes his opinion. He argues with this. He is of the opinion, more correct is to put on the whole shayad, put on all the krichas on the finger, because that's the correct way to fulfill the mitzvah of shayad. So therefore, it doesn't constitute a hefsek. That's the correct way to do shalyat. Put on the whole shalyat. Rav Moshe Feinstein, Zichron Livracha, used to follow what it said in the Shulchan Aruch, without the addition of the mukubal. He would put on the shalyat on the upper arm, and he wouldn't put on the krichas on his arm. Because the way it said in the Shulchan Aruch, the krichas on the arm are not really necessary for the purpose of fulfilling the mitzvah of shalyat, and it will constitute a hefsek in between, an unnecessary hefsek, between the shalyad and the shalosh. Have a pleasant day.